Welcome to day 18 of our Transform Life Reflections for weekdays during Lent. Today's reflection is called Saved from the Depths and brought to you by Hilary Petman.
Ephesians 2:1-3. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. In life, we often describe how bad things used to be before telling the good news. Sometimes we need to be reminded of the condition we were in before God rescued us. In these verses, Paul starts by graphically portraying how bad things were before we were saved, before going on to dramatically and joyfully portray how our lives have been transformed in Christ. He starts with a simple but stark statement. You were dead in your transgression and sins. Clearly, he can't be talking about physical death, but about spiritual death, which is a way of describing our condition before we came to Christ, as separated from the life of God and being unable to know him or respond to him. Paul then goes on to highlight what this spiritual death life looks like. How we were enslaved to three forces. First of all, the world that is dominated by a culture and philosophy that rejects the Creator and his ways. Secondly, we were not just dominated by a humanistic anti-God system, but rather influenced by a spiritual force of evil known as the devil. He hates God and us as human beings who are made in God's image. Thirdly, we were enslaved as we went around gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. We must recognise that it was our own sinful nature that caused us to go our own selfish way rather than God's way. And that included all of us. All this, Paul says, deserves God's judgment and wrath. This is the bad news. But it serves to emphasise how good the good news is. If you are a Christian today, thank God for all that he has done in your life and all that he has saved you from. Today the children of the church are going to try and make three people laugh. I wonder if you can do that too.
If this podcast has helped you in any way today, then why not come and join one of our church small groups where we're all exploring Ephesians with Dave Smith's Transformed Life Study Guide. We're really grateful to be basing these daily podcasts on Dave's Transformed Life course. So we want to say thanks to Dave and our friends at CWR for their permission to do this. We are not sponsored by them in any way. So please support CWR by visiting www.cwr.org.uk to find out more, and of course we'd love you to get hold of Dave's book and his great material.